Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to this early Monday morning. You are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, gynecologist, reproductive endocrinologist, and oh, so much more. And today our show topic is none other than the playground. Again, this podcast is dedicated to you for your unique journey, a multitude of ways to heal, and healing through play. Because we can only truly heal physically when we're actually in that healing state of being. And that healing state means we need to activate our parasympathetic nervous system. You're going to be an expert at this parasympathetic nervous system if you listen to this podcast over and over and over again, right? Because we have two nervous systems, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic, and we need to play. And if healing requires play, how do we as adults remember how to play? Well, we have to remember how we like to play. And there are more than 7 billion people on this planet. Can you believe it? 7 billion people. How is there even space for all of us? Anyway, we're not all the same. We can't be. Now, bees, I love this. Bees spend their day being a bee. I've spent time watching bees be bees. Trees stand tall and grow as a tree. And humans, do we spend our day humaning? No, I think not. We have been taught to do. I was taught to just do. But humaning and being a human is probably so much more about connecting and loving and being present to life, right? I always look at my kitty cats, right? They spend their day sunning themselves, right? They're just chilling all day long. And then all of a sudden something sparks their interest, right? And they go chase a mouse or chase a toy or eat, right? And then boom, they finish doing what they do. Their curiosity has been expended and they chill some more. And we are in that doing mode oh so much more than the being mode. And it's not bad to do. We have these stories of all the stuff we want to get done. Look at me, I'm waking up early to do a podcast. Like, I could chill and just go to the office and see patients all day long, but I have this like curiosity and desire to speak and get all the junk that's stuck in my head from years and years of study. I just want it out into the universe so I can share. Because it's who I am is about loving and sharing. And this podcast for me it comes from my heart. It comes from really wanting to share what I've spent years and years and years and years learning and healing and studying and doing and doing and doing. And now it's like, it's time to sit back and chill in my chair and barf up all the knowings that I spend so much of my time doing. To me, this podcast is about being present to me, being present to what I've learned, but more important, sharing all that I've learned with you. So let's get back to being and playing, right? So as a kid, I was not your typical girl, right? What did I love to do? I wanted to play with the boys. I wanted to climb trees. I wanted to swim and run. I wanted to I was that curious one that was in the bathroom. I wasn't playing with makeup, but my sister, she was 8 years older than me. And so she had like bath beads and makeup and, you know, shampoo and foo-foo that girls have. I was busy with a chemistry. Like, if I mix this and this and this, will it explode? Will it turn color? What will happen when I play with all the different junk in the bathroom, right? I love to play hide and seek. If I hide, well, I have the best hiding place. And I look at that, my hide and seek days, and I was so much of a doer and a talker. Like, you can see, I like to talk, right? But I was proving to myself, I could get quiet. I could hide. I could be still. I was playing with both sides of me. Silent contests. This also goes to the two sides of me, because I was that chatty Cathy, right? The Energizer Bunny, the do. And I had older siblings and they were like, oh my God, are we going to have to listen to Tina's like ridiculousness? And so the fun family activity, if you will, was a silent contest. And we would get in the car, and whenever we were driving somewhere, if it wasn't, you know, a 30-second drive, we would have a silent contest. Well, I'm incredibly competitive, and yes, I'm very talkative, but I wanted to win, right? So I won every single silent contest. Of course, as an adult, I was like, oh, dude, they just wanted to shut you up, right? But I retold the story. I got mad as an adult, like, wow, that was abusive of my mom, my dad, my siblings, like shutting me up through a silent contest. And for years, I was kind of like, that's just not nice to a little kid. And then as I talk in some of my podcasts, I'm all about rewriting the stories. And I went back in my body and I remembered, no, that was a game I liked to play. I would ask to play for the silent contest. Probably my body needed to chill. And I was proving that I could be the doer and the beer, right? I have more than one side to me. So we are so much more than meets the eye, right? And how we like to play as children is very much our authentic selves, because we're not, we're not aware to put labels and to do what other people are telling us to do. We're much more authentic as children. My son tells a story of walking to school in about first grade or so, and there was this hallway into the main part of school, and he was on one walkway and this other kid was on another walkway, and he had this realization during that walk to school from the parking lot to where the school actually started. This child gave him a glance, and in that one glance, my son recalls his body going, peer pressure, people are looking me up and down, and I have to act in a way that I will be accepted, right? He literally had that download on the beginning of first grade. And how awful is that? Because we start wearing masks and we stop being true to our authentic selves. But this nervous system, I'm getting there, folks. We're talking in circles, I know. The reason I bring it up is because how you like to play as an adult is very much true to your character. And how you play is how that parasympathetic, that rest and digest, relax and reproduce mode comes back into being, right? And when we are in rest and digest, relax and reproduce, that is when this nervous system gets a break, right? That's when the nervous system can heal all the junk, because so much of our lives, we are not being human. We are doing humaning, and we are constricting our intestines narrowing our pupils, hypervigilant to, am I going to be killed or am I allowed to be me? And even in first grade, a six-year-old felt this awareness that he had to adjust his being to be accepted by his peers. I had to adjust my being to be accepted by my siblings. At the age of five or so, I came home one day and say, I'm Cowboy Jim Beetle and I want to be a boy because I like to do what the boys do. I don't want to play with dolls. I don't want to wear foo-foo frilly clothes. They're itchy. They're scratchy. They bother my body. Oh my God, my mom's eyes got wide like, no, you're supposed to be a girl and dress like a girl. It's going to look funny if you don't dress like a girl. Now, I give my mom credit. For years, I was mad at her because I felt that judgment, right? I felt her going, oh, Tina, you got to be a girl. You got to grow up. You got to find a partner. You got to get married. You got to have kids. And if you are Cowboy Jim Beetle with a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and boy clothes, who will love you? Who will love you? Your job is to be in partnership. No, your job is to be you. You are fully whole as you. And when you are fully you, someone out there will love you for being you. And you want your nervous system to be safe, to relax, to heal. But if you're not being fully you, if you're always wearing a mask and you're always tightening up and being hypervigilant and making sure you fit in, your body will have a really, really hard time healing. Because we heal when we sleep. We heal when we rest. We heal when our guard gets let down. When we can take a big breath. Before I got on this podcast, I want to come from my authentic self. So I danced to music. I jumped on my rebounder. I drank my tea because I like tea better than coffee. Even as a kid, everybody wanted coffee milk to look like the adults, and I didn't like it. I still prefer my Earl Grey tea with a little bit of milk, not with sugar, not with honey, but with milk like the English. So I'm learning to do me. And when I'm safe to be me, all of me, and I am a big all of me, I am safe and my body can heal. And I invite you, we're going to talk in the next segment of how you can learn who you are. You can remember, how did you like to play? When I was five, I got sent in the corner of the first grade room and I got punished because I asked the boy to join the all boys club that he was forming because I wanted to play with the boys. And my teacher said I was being rude and interrupting and speaking out of turn, and I got in trouble, but not the boy. So I was taught as a girl, button up or you're gonna get in trouble. Button up, you can't play with the boys. Button up, if you play with the boys, you may not be liked by the boys. You may not grow up and find the right partner for you. So I wore a lot of masks and it didn't do my body well. So when we come back from break, I'm going to talk to you about how you can find the authentic you and throw off the masks and celebrate who you really are. So let's go to our first break. I want you to remember you are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Yes, get inspired. And when we return, we will continue to discuss how you can discover your authentic self, how you can expand your authentic self, I have two children's books out there. One is called Who Am I? The other is What Am I? And we go into who your authentic self is and what they like to play with and how they like to play. You can find these books on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, and they are as good for the child as they are for the parent. So let's go to our first break. Take it away. We'll be right back.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, as the host on the Inspired Choices Network. And we are talking about being back on the playground, right? We are, I'm a little flustered here. I'm a certified erotic blueprint coach, and I help people learn to use play and sexuality, because sexuality is adult play, to help themselves heal, right? But sexuality is so much more than what happens in the bedroom. I use it as really just adult play and learning how you like to play, learning how you can get back to your childlike self. It's not a dirty word, sexuality. It's what we're here for, right? We're here for survival and reproduction, survival and reproduction. That's really the only thing we need to do as a human being, right? When we're living in survival mode, right, the left brain is engaged. We are doing, and we are scanning. And the child in us is hyper alert, hyper vigilant. It's, am I doing life right? Am I going to be accepted? Am I controlling my life? Am I achieving so I get accolades and I get awards? And when we're in that mode, you know, the sympathetic is activated. Our pupils get constricted. Our digestion doesn't work. Our breathing gets shallow. We breathe fast and we don't take big breaths. Our gut is a knot because we're just scanning, trying to stay alive. And that's amazing. But that's not living in flow. When we live in flow, we are engaged. But we are flowing, we are playing, we are, energy is just like emanating through us. We are expressing ourselves in a big way. Our heart really changes. So I'm a sexuality blueprint coach, but I'm a gynecologist, right? And I'm an OBGYN. When you're an OBGYN and the baby is in utero, we monitor the baby's heartbeat, right? And people nowadays in the fitness world and the health world are starting to learn about heart rate variability. Well, OBGYNs know since the 1970s all about heart rate variability. Why do I say that? If you see any TV show and there's a pregnant lady and she's in labor, they pop this thing on her belly and they watch the heartbeat. And the heart's going ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Of course, it's straight. But on a baby's heartbeat monitor, we're watching it and it's going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And if it's bouncing all over the place, it has a high heart rate variability, which means from one beat to the next, it's not a heartbeat of 120, 120, 120, 120, 120. It's 120, 140, 160, 120, 140, 130, 130, 130, 135, 130, 135, and it's up and down and up and down and up and down, and it's all over the place. Now, if you actually make a graph of the beat-to-beat variability, it ends up, this is math, and you don't have to know the math, but it's a logarithmic, if you logarithmically graph it, and you have a high heart rate variability, it's bouncing around, you get this incredibly beautiful sine wave like this, woo, and it sounds like a symphony. And if instead this baby is really, really, really stressed, the heart rate is still in the normal range frequently, but there is no variability. It's like the baby's on automatic pilot. 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120. It's holding it all together. It can't shift. And it's a straight line on that monitor. It's not bouncing all over the place. If you graph that, it looks like a straight line when you're looking at it. But if you graph the beat-to-beat variability, what you get is cacophony. It sounds horrible to the ears. Now, what we know in OBGYN is if that heartbeat is just straight line, think about when you think about flat line, if a human is dead and there's no heart rate, this baby is alive, but its heart rate is no variability. And it's like, oh, this placenta is not working. This baby is stressed. Get this baby out. It needs to be de-stressed. It needs to be birthed. It needs to flow again and celebrate life. And the minute the baby is out, as doctors, we've stopped measuring heart rate variability, but it's coming back online. When you walk into a group of people and they are in that flow state, maybe you're a creative and you walk into the writer's room and the ideas are flowing and they are creating the next best movie, all of a sudden your emotions are lifted, your energy is great because your heart radiates 3 feet out of your body. And if you have a room full of people and they're all in flow, or you go to a party, a rave, and everybody's dancing and the love is flowing and the energy is flowing, you're like, oh, what hit me? This feels great, because you're actually feeling the energy of everybody around you and you are picking up the vibes, right? And your heart rate variability rises and you are in flow and you will heal better. You're no longer hypervigilant. Everybody is happy and expressing love and flow. Now you flip that and you walk into a room of people that are arguing, and it feels yucky, and you cringe, and you're scared, and you're stressed. You feel their stress, and you were in a good mood until you walked into the boss's, you know, meeting, and he was degrading everybody and yelling at everybody, and everybody leaves that business meeting and goes back to their little cubicles, stressed out, pissed off, and it's a disease waiting to happen. Heart rate variability is real. Energy is real. This human body is dancing molecules that come together and connect with each other and form cells and organs and organelles, systems, and a body. And we are energy expressed as matter. We are thoughts, we are emotions, and we are human to human connection, human to animal connection, human to nature connection, and human to this planet we live on, this thing called life, our connections. So we are mind and a mind body, and we have two minds, the left brain and the right brain, the hypervigilant survival brain and the, oh my God, I'm breathing, life is good brain. We are full of emotions. We are a heart that emanates flow state or stress state. We're a physical body that reflects all this energy that is flowing through us all the time. And we are the energy of all the molecules dancing, dancing in flow or working robotically. So we are mind, we are heart, we are body, and we are energy. And I learned that in my integrative medicine fellowship. The ancients knew this stuff. And old healing systems, acupuncture treats energy. The Persian food systems talk about foods that are hot or cold that feed the energy in our bodies. The mystics and those that commune in nature with meditations or vision quests and going in the mountains and connecting to nature, they understood this concept of the human as part of nature and part of the whole. And a systems approach, mind, body, heart, spirit, and our Western system of healing has reduced it down to this physical body. We're looking at just the physical body. And there's so much more to healing and so much more to health and wellness than this physical body. This physical body is actually the form, the representation of how the energy takes shape. All right. Now, what I want to talk about is play and learning about play, because play is getting into flow state. So when I went on my healing journey, I knew there was something off in my life, and there was something off in my marriage and me, and I was trying to figure out why I was burnt out and struggling when I was the Energizer Bunny, and I felt like I wasn't living my life. I was living for everybody else. I got graduated from medical school, got married, moved cross country, lost all my friends in the move cross country, started all over. And I was loving what I was learning, and I loved to learn. And I was loving being married because it was new and exciting. And I felt that I was in relationship. Someone got me, right? And I was still growing and all that. And then somehow, before I finished residency, I was married, I had a kid, and I hadn't even really started life yet, right? I was still working like a slave. And so all of this was hitting me, and I started to lose myself in my job as mother, wife, doctor, business owner, like, oh my God, I was doing all the time. And where was I? I was the Energizer Bunny, but I wasn't playing. I wasn't flowing. I just didn't feel completely me. And so again, we're going to take a break, and I'm going, I promise, when we come back, we are going to teach you how to find your blueprint for pleasure. So let's take our second break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we're going to learn very specifically what your blueprint for pleasure can be, so you can find out who you are authentically, deep down. It's a typing system, but you can use this typing system to recharge your nervous system, to find your parasympathetic nervous system, so you can learn how to recharge you and be more authentically you. So let's go to our break.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, and the podcast is Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I invite you to find me at womensreproduction.com or play.womensreproduction.com. Sign up for my mailing list. You can get a free morning ritual ebook, evening ritual ebook, and you will get all the information to come to my retreats on living your authentic self, living your best self, and getting rid of stress and anxiety. So as we come back, I really want to go dive deep into the erotic blueprints and how they show up, how as an adult you can keep playing as your authentic child, and how that truly is going to help you heal. And I'm going to chat about the blueprints and how the blueprints truly help you learn how to find your best treatments for healing. So let's go over these blueprints that I keep alluding to, right? So these blueprints are a typing system. I want to give a shout out to Jaya. Jaya is a sexologist who spent years coaching men and women on sexuality, studying the body, studying how the body responds to pleasure. And she came up with an archetypal system, if you will, just like Myers-Briggs or the Enneagram or Human Design. There's so many ways we can type ourselves. And the erotic blueprints is a way you can understand your nervous system and how your nervous system accesses pleasure. Now, the way I always remind people, pleasure is really critical to being in this parasympathetic nervous system. Pleasure is critical to life. Now, life will always give you stress. You don't have to schedule that. We're wired for survival. We're wired to remember where the tiger is hidden. so that we don't get eaten. We're not really wired to remember where the roses are blooming. Okay, it's not important to survival, but it's important to thrival through thriving, right? So we need to schedule pleasure to remember to be in pleasure. And we need about 8 positives to balance 1 negative. So if we want to be in a balanced state, 8 positives to balance 1 negative. So we really need to schedule it. And I like to say, if life was a bank account, right? Stress and life is your withdrawal, your checking account. Pleasure is your deposits, right? It's your savings account. And we need to continue to put deposits into savings. And not just for a rainy day, not just for retirement, but for every single day so we don't get sick. So how do we make these deposits? Well, the erotic blueprint is your unique signature back to pleasure. It's like learning, does your machine run on AAA, AA, C or D batteries, or maybe you need a wired connection, right? Every machine needs a power up, right? It needs a power supply. Pleasure is your power supply. Now, you have 5 archetypes. There's the energetic, there's the sensual, there's the sexual, there's the kinky, and the shapeshifter. And I'm going to go over those. So let's start with the energetic, which I think really correlates to this energetic body that we have that nobody has ever explained to me until I did integrative medicine, and it helped me understand acupuncture more. So this energetic, the energetic likes to take things really, 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 really slowly, like super, super. Did I say slowly? Are you getting a little excited to learn more about the energetic? Because this energetic thrives on anticipation, tease, even longing. Imagine, just imagine for a minute. You go into a room full of people and you spot somebody at the other end of the room and you lock eyes, your eyes, their eyes. You start gazing at their eyes and you're like, ooh, there's turn on in that gaze. Like you see something in those eyes and they see something in your eyes. And your whole body gets tingling because you want to meet this person, this gaze, this connection, this deep longing to get to know them better. And looking at them without words, you know, it's almost better than rushing over and meeting them and just chatting. All of a sudden, you get close and you know what? You might get a little short-circuited. It wasn't really what you wanted. But that connection of like, oh, I think I knew you in another life and I got to know you. These are the people who want to plan the parties. They're more excited about planning the event. And then the day comes and the party and yeah, they're having fun, but ooh, the excitement that was building in getting ready. These are the people who spend time getting ready for Saturday night. The date, the anticipation, the imagining, the dreaming up. It just lifts their soul, right? They can have an orgasm waiting for the sun to set, watching that visual of the sun going down, or waiting at 4 o'clock in the morning, so excited for a new day, waiting for the sun to rise. They get turned on by connection, anticipation, longing, and gaze. And let me tell you, their nervous system, if you touch their bodies before they are ready, and you are going to short circuit them. They need you physically, but they need to be safe in their body and be turned on and ready and willing. And they need you to wait till they say, yes, I'm ready for that kiss. Yes, I'm ready for that tongue. Yes, I'm ready for the band to play at my wedding. Do not start the music until I say I'm ready to walk down the aisle and go to my own wedding. Because their nervous system is uber sensitive. And let me tell you, these people are so, so sensitive that they get so out of that parasympathetic, so out of that safe mode like this. That's the kid who you look at them funny on the playground and they might run and cry. The five-year-old and me that wanted to play with that boy and I got sent to the corner and my whole nervous system just shut down. I was no longer safe to be completely me in that moment and probably for many, many years. That, my friends, is the energetic, and they thrive on connection, on anticipation, on feeling all things energetic. My superpower, one of my superpowers, is feeling energy verbally, no, connecting non-verbally to people, energetically talking. But also, if you violate my energetic safety space by coming in too close, by criticizing too quickly, by giving me the wrong glance, I shut down. So that's the energetic. Oh my God, we're almost. I got to tell you four more blueprints. So the sensual loves all things senses. The sensual loves feeling their body. They get turned on by sight, sound, taste, or smell. They love to be in their body. They are turned on by being in this body and feeling sight, sound, taste, and smell. Your foodie is a sensual. Your sommelier who can tell you all about wine is a sensual. That person who loves cashmere is likely a sensual. But let me tell you, if the environment is not perfect, their nervous system is shut down and they will be in survival mode. If they do not have the right sheets, the right pajamas, if your muffins don't taste like grandma's muffins or your chicken soup is not like grandma's chicken soup, it may not be as healing because they can sense the difference. They are so in tune to all things senses, but they need the most perfect environment, right? And so they need to know what fills them up in adult play. They need the right playlist. They need the right clothing or clothing optional. They need to be safe in their body and know that you will take care of their sight, their sound, their smell, their taste. They are very in tune to all things senses, but they will short circuit if that environment is not right. They too, you know, you go to dinner, you go to dinner and a play and they are in heaven. It is the best evening ever. Oh, the sex later? That's like the icing on the cake. They've already had their orgasm from their meal. And you, the sexual, well, the sexual is all things orgasm. The sexual is black and white. The sexual is play is My body, your body, let's get it on. Let's get to the destination. It's not the journey through life. It's the end game. It is being, if it's sexual, it's having an orgasm. If it's life, it is getting to the destination. It's not the journey on the way. They want to get to where they're going on vacation and not meander into all of the shops. They need to get from point A to point B. And then when they get to point A, what's next? They want to go to point C, and they have no patience for their partner who wants to go and smell and what do they eat in this town? How do they shop? How do they be? How do they dress? Oh, I want to buy the clothes of the city I'm in. The central needs to take in everything the way the locals do it, and the sexual just wants to see the sights. Let's go see the Mona Lisa. Let's go see the Notre Dame. Let's see the important sights. So how you vacation varies if you're a sexual. And then let me tell you, the kinky is all things taboo. The kinky is pushing the edges. The kinky is top down sexuality. It's I'm going to imagine it. I'm going to dream it up. I'm going to fantasize it. I'm going to push the limits of what's possible. They are your creatives, your disruptors, I'm going to dream it into being. They are your science fiction writers. And then once I know what I want, and believe me, I am going to push my edges to something you've never even dreamed up. Then I will figure out who I will play with. And then finally, I will open up my body to play with another. And then perhaps they will integrate and play in the sex realm. But they are doing things, they like sensations that people do not think are normal, because they are pushing normal and they are living in a world that hasn't been discovered yet. They are pushing the envelope, and they get turn on from pushing the envelope. And it can be psychologically pushing it or physically pushing it. And so impact play, they are like the sensual, but a little more impactful. And the shapeshifter, let me tell you, the shapeshifter loves it all. They can play in all the blueprints in all the playgrounds. But if they're a chameleon, because they get pleasure with all of it, and they need all of it. They are too much. They are greater than the sum of its parts. They need to play in all the playgrounds. And if you keep them boxed in one playground, they feel shut down, turned off, stressed out. Welcome to my world of burnout, playing in Western medicine, living in the sexual blueprint when I was a shapeshifter. And on that note, we will take our next break. Remember that you are listening to Your Healing Playground with myself, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, a shapeshifter, on the Inspired Choices Network. When we return, I'm going to show you how your erotic blueprints and your playground for pleasure shifts over into the healing space of healing. So let's go to our break right now.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Are you a sensual, sexual, energetic, kinky, or a shapeshifter? Go ahead and let me know. Perhaps you will go online and you will find the little test to figure out what you are. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is your healing playground. I am your shapeshifter host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. Next week, we are going to talk about pain, embrace your pain with guest Jason Brody. Yes, we are going to talk about converting pain into purpose and pleasure with my guests next week. But for now, I want to play some more. I want to play on the playground of healing. Now, children who play on a playground that has a fence, it has been shown they will play to the edges and experiment and get curious with all the apparatuses in that playground. And if there is no boundaries, they huddle in the middle and stay safe in what they know in the group setting. And I'm telling you, adults are very similar. So when you understand all these different modalities and these different ways the nervous systems are wired, and we all, these are the archetypes that we're talking about, but we all have a unique fingerprint, a unique pleasure blueprint of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's like a recipe for pleasure in your body. And the only way you'll truly learn your blueprint for pleasure is if you get curious and you start experimenting and exploring what makes your body feel good. What makes your body feel safe? Because again, healing happens when you're not in survival mode. It happens when you're in safety mode. And when you're in safety mode, there's usual an awareness. There's a fence, a consent container, a safety mode of, oh, this is how I like to play. These are my rules. This is what works for my nervous system. And if it works in my nervous system, then I can expand and be safe to experience pleasure. So how does that translate in healing mode and even in the doctor-patient setting, right? So Western medicine is a healing modality that lives in the sexual blueprint. There's a right and a wrong way to heal. We're healing this physical body. They give lip service to the mind-body connection, but you know, the psychiatrists are kind of the orphan group of medicine, right? We call them, oh yeah, they became a psychiatrist because they're a little crazy, right? And even the orthopods are like pushed off to the side. They're the bone setters, right? They're just the athletes, the dumb jocks, and they know how to fix bone, right? Western medicine is like fixing the body. It's the sexual blueprint. It's black and white. It's fixing a body, right? And if you're a sexual blueprint and you break your leg and you go to the orthopod and you go in and you get surgery on your leg and it's now healed, or you have pain in your knee and they fix whatever ligament is there, you're like healed because you have this awareness and your brain is like, I'm safe when I go to the doctor. The doctor's going to fix my body. My body is broken. And so surgery is going to fix it. So I'm going to be better. And a lot of us have bought into that viewpoint of giving our power over to the physician. My body's hurting. I'm going to the doctor. They're going to heal me. And so if they give you a prescription for an antibiotic, or they give you, hey, you need surgery to fix X, Y, and Z, then we believe that that is going to fix our body. But, you know, our body is so much more complicated than this physical bag of organs. And if we take a pill, it may fix and lower our cholesterol level, but oh, you know, you listen to the commercial. If you have this side effect, this side effect.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.